We're delighted to say the least. The team are very excited, and we're all just very excited about what has unfolded over the last couple of weeks. There's been massive effort put into this, and a lot of work in the last number of weeks and months. And a great credit has to go out to Philip Case and PCRS, who made the connection with Hyundai and are supplying and running our car this year. So we're delighted, and all credit to him and all credit to the team and the work we've put into.
How did the Hyundai deal come about, Manus?
I suppose I was in after the last few years there and been driving the WRC car, and as you know, the Subaru was sold last year. With our minds made up anyway that we're going to challenge the R5 category this year, because that seems to be the way rallying has gone now, and we've seen that as the way forward in the next big challenge for MK Rallying. So and myself and Donald, so we approached our local man here, Philip Case, who has two Hyundai R5s there and for hire. So we approached Philip, and to be fair, Philip has just really rolled in behind us, and he's pulled out all stops to ensure that we get on the stages this year. I suppose we didn't expect to be able to pull together a package that we would be able to compete in the full Irish Tarmac, but our hope was that we'd be able to do a few rounds and see how we were going. In fairness to Philip, he's made that connection now with Hyundai Motorsport Customer Racing, and that, along with landing the corporate sponsor and main sponsor of Apple Green again, has given us a great platform to hopefully push on now and compete in the full Tarmac Championship.
And I suppose it's testament to you and your team that somebody like Hyundai is going to get behind you and support you for the year, because they, of course, are worldwide, so they are. But to come to Ireland and support the Donegal International winners, it's huge news. It's big stuff, Manus.
Yeah, well, in fairness, obviously, now, I kind of have to pinch myself a bit, to be honest. To be backed by a world championship team like Hyundai that, are competing extremely well on the world scene at the minute. It's just it's surreal, to be honest. I only had a small test in the car about 2 weeks ago, and I have to go left-hand drive this year, so I was a bit apprehensive about that. But I must say that I found the car extremely good. Like, for a 1600 car, I couldn't believe the way the power bands in it and how good it was down low and stuff. And it's just I'm really looking forward to getting into it now and trying to give the best performance you can.
Yeah, I suppose that apprehension has been bedded down with the excitement there now of what lies ahead, because, well, the last couple of years, Manus, you won big in Donegal, but there was no championship series there. But it's different this year. It's all going to happen.
Yeah, well, I suppose it creates a level of excitement within the team, Austin, and it's a new challenge for us. I suppose it's, if you roll back to 2016 when we got into the S12B for the first time in Carlow, it's a similar kind of a scenario now. So we really don't know what to expect of ourselves, and we don't really know where we're at. So, it's always going to be a massive learning curve for us, and we're looking forward to the challenge. We get out and get out there and try and give the best performance we can.
Yeah, and it's a big weekend in Galway as well. It's back on the series. It's a one-day event on Sunday, but the entry is fantastic, so it is, Manus. And everybody's going in these R5 now, these R5 cars now. And it's probably been billed as the most exciting championship for quite a long time.
Yeah, I think, Oisin, and I suppose we all anticipated this last year. You've seen the crowds in Donegal International. I was down in Killarney last year, and you could just see that rallying was headed back in the right direction. And I think the R5 series now, a lot of lads are turning to that. Declan and Donna have both turned that way as well this year. And that, with the championship going the way it's going, I think it's just going to be a phenomenal Tarmac championship. And, spectators and fans and people alike they're all really enthused but now about what lies ahead. And, when you take over 25 R5 cars lining up and Galway now this weekend, things have really, I suppose, gone back to the real old times when the Tarmac championship was what it was, and people are really looking forward to it, and I'm really looking forward to competing now.
Well, Manus, it's exciting times in rallying and you're going to be part of it. Big news this week, and all we can do is wish you all the best now with the series in the coming year.
Thanks very much, Arjun. I appreciate it.